All right, let's pray and we'll jump right in this song tonight. Dear Father Yahweh, we just bless you and we honor you for who you are. We thank you for your presence on tonight, and we seek wisdom and understanding from it. We just thank you in advance for it. And we thank you for all the things that you're doing in our lives on a daily basis. Continue to manifest your presence. In the name of Yahushua, we pray. Amen. All right. Did y'all see the clown show last night?
Yes.
I saw some, and then the rest of them saw me.
What you see?
I wanna look at some things, Joshua. I wanna look at some things in reference to that on tonight, just to set a stage up for what Yah is doing. And I'm excited about it. I mean, we've been talking about these things for years, man. I mean, for a long time. You know, church just turned, 26 years old? September 11th? Is it 26? 22. I forget. 26 years old. September 11th, 1994. And I've been talking about these things on and off since then. And so to see us living in these days is very encouraging, because it lets me know that Yah is in complete control. He's in complete control, and that's wonderful to know. So. Don't allow what you see to cause you to fear, to cause you to be weary. But we have to make sure that we stay focused. One of the things that, you know, we've dealt with in our scriptures that I'll just kind of mention, but I won't go there for the sake of time. We know that kingdom divided against itself can't stand. And as you look at the division of this, not only this country, but all over the world, these are world events that's taking place. It's chaotic everywhere. And so Yah is judging just the way that he said that he was going to do. He's judging nations. He's judging us as individuals. All these things are materializing because the beloved Son is soon to come. You know, he's soon to come. And we have to make sure that we're ready and available. It's not from a Christian standpoint as if, you know, we as the nation going to be left behind. He's coming back specifically, you know, for our nation, you know. And he's going to bring everybody out. He's not going to, you know, scripture points out that he's not going to leave not one of us behind. That's the part that Christianity doesn't get. You know, they think that they can pick and choose who get to make the trip. From their perspective, they're referring to heaven, but the scripture clearly reveals that Yah is gathering his people back to their homeland. Well, we're going to look at the scripture. Isaiah 56 is going to also reveal that there are others that will also make the trip. And those are even the Gentile nations who cleave to the law, statutes, and judgments of the Most High. And also love his people. And that weed out a whole lot of folks. You got a whole lot of nations which are races of people who say that they love God, but then they hate the nation. They hate people. And it puts them in a precarious situation, you know, to the point to where they're going to be shocked, you know, according to Matthew 25, thinking that there are certain benefits that they have because they stood at an altar and confessed Jesus as their Lord, so to speak. The moral decay that's in the world, and since we're in the United States specifically, I want to specifically discuss it since we live in this country. One of the things I always say is, if you want to understand the state of a country, just look at its leaders. Now you can take that and follow it all the way down. Church, name it, any facet of business, the success of all those things are based upon the leadership. And so when leadership is weak, then you know you experience moral decay in every facet of life. Now, when you look at the two candidates that was in this debate, if I had a personal choice, I would not choose either one of them. But at the same time, because they are the candidates, again, it lets us know how such a moral decay and destructive state this country is actually in. That's the best we can pick for presidents or a president. And so when you look at it, and I think it was Brent that put up a post, and it was so funny because instead of it showing two men doing the debate, it showed two little boys, you know, doing the debate. And I'm like, you know, that about sums it up when you really look at this thing and just be honest. President Trump made it clear that he is a racist from him not denying that when he was asked directly. And he just basically told him to stand down and stand by. Like we just gonna stand around and just let somebody do something, you know. That kind of stuff don't, you know, man, it's just certain things that Yah has prepared. And I'm just speaking from a personal perspective. It's just certain things that Yah has prepared me for to where that kind of stuff don't cause fear. I've been in gun situations. So to have a Leroy or a Jimbo to you know, feel like he can point that thing at me and think I won't come back at him, and it just as good, if not better, you know, they crazy, you know. So those kind of things doesn't, you know, have any concerns, doesn't cause me to have any concerns for whatever reason or another. But again, looking at these individuals, looking at these governments and different things like that, it lets you know who is their God, and it's not the one that we're talking about here in the scriptures. It's obvious from the things that they say and the things that they do, and it's just sad to see, you know, to see the state of this country. And I think a lot of people are waking up to it. You're going to have some races of people who, no matter what happens, they still going to support this man because they're just as wicked as he is. But then at the same time, you have some who I've been noticed there, you know, they used to, I'm trying to think of some of the slogans I used to see people make in reference to President Trump. You know, Trump 2020 and different things like that. You know, I've seen a lot of people just flat out be embarrassed. I don't see people like, before this debate, I don't see people posting, you know, they all out for Trump that because now they got a chance to see the monster that they that they really want to put in office, and they realize, wait a minute, this is something disconnected right here. But at the same time, y'all's in control. He's just showing us, showing the world what we got and the state of it. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, that's embarrassing for the U.S. if you think about it. All the other countries watching that foolishness, it don't look good for us.
and the way that I think, as a leader of another country, because I'm in a position of leadership, I would be thinking that the time is right to do what I've been wanting to do. Because I'd be like, if the leadership is that weak, then it don't take much for us to go in there and change it, bring it down. You know, and that's my mindset. My mindset is, you know, if I'm going to go to war, I'm going to always look for weakness. And once I find it, you know, if I find out you got a bad leg, I'm going to kick that son of a gun every chance I get. You know, and so, you know, we're seeing these things. And it's happening, as I mentioned, across the board. People now are, they're weary. They're very weary. They need a light of hope. And when you look at what Yah is doing, Yah is making that available. And so, as I mentioned to you guys several times over the years, specifically here recently, is Yah is judging. He's testing us all. He's dealing with me about my physical body and things like that. And he's saying, I want you so disciplined that anytime you get outside, and I understand why. It's like anytime you get outside the boundary of what I want for you, then I'm gonna make you pay for it physically. I've talked about that. And so I have to be real strict now as far as my diet is concerned, because Yah is not playing. He's if leaders don't line up, y'all gonna take them out, include me. And so there are certain things that we have to do to make sure that we're lining up with what he's doing in these days. And so when you look at Isaiah 56, it says, we'll start at verse 1. It says, thus said Yah, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to you, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blesses the man that doeth this. Now, when it says keep ye judgment, the word judgment, you know, again, it's a sentence. You know, decree, divine law. That's what I was looking for. Because anytime you look at Yah, when he's talking about judgments and things like that, law, statutes, and judgments, divine law. So he's saying, keep my law, divine law, and do justice. Now, as we look at the word justice, it says rightness, okay? Morally righteous. And then he said, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, and keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it. That's why he led us to start honoring the Sabbath, because all of those, this is vitally important for it to be understood, all those who honor the Sabbath, or it is manifested that Yah is dealing with them from a kingdom perspective. Anybody, I don't care who it is, I don't care how famous they are, I don't care how unknown they are, if they're not falling within divine law, then they're not experiencing the salvation whereby which Yah has decreed upon mankind, you know, as we look at these verses here. One of the signs that an individual is striving toward righteousness is he start to honor the Sabbath. He remember it. He keep it holy, you know. Then it says, verse 2 again, it says that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing evil. That's Ra, I think Ra. Yeah. Ra, displeasure, distress, bad, morally, adversity, affliction, vexing, mischief. So as we look at this, he's dealing with our nation in reference to these things in order to prepare us so that other people can be prepared. What was vitally important is that what Yah is doing, his judgment is starting in his own household. And when you look at his own household, he's dealing with the nation of Israel and getting our mind focused on kingdom, because we have to represent that kingdom and cause that chain reaction to happen to other nations. Okay?
So is all the stuff that's going on out there in the streets just preparation or a manifestation of that in and of itself?
Right. In order to give, it's like this. In order for me to find hope, I have to be put in a position where there is none. Now, I said that strangely, but that's the way I want you to look at it. In other words, I may be hopeful for things, and that hope is without divine law, is without being totally dependent upon Yah. And so Yah said, I'm going to create situations and keep letting things take place until all hope is gone.
Or you can't find it nowhere else except searching for God.
Nowhere else. That's what he's doing. So he's taking mankind all over the world. And he said, I'm going to take your religion. I'm going to take all the things that you're used to doing. Your Sunday service, I'm going to take it away. You notice they don't say anything about Sabbath. We never stop having service. Because when you're in divine law, there is no law that can be built up against it. But when we're operating outside of divine law, then now law that can come in and destroy that, and you got all these Sunday goers who refuse to honor the Sabbath, now shut down. Because Yah said, I'm going to put you in a position where you have no hope. You thought your hope was every Sunday morning, but I'm going to take it away from you, and I ain't going to leave you nothing else but to start searching and seeking for the hope that's only in me. So when you look at it, Yah said, polluting my Sabbath and keep his hand from doing any evil. We have to operate in righteousness, and we got to be a light that draw all men, not to us, but to Yah. We have to do this now. Then it says, verse 3, neither let the son of the stranger that has joined himself to Yah speak, saying, Yah has utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch, who is really someone who has been, you know, castrated or something like that, they were not allowed to do certain things as far as the king was concerned. But he even says this, neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. Because he's been castrated, he can't produce kids. He said, but thus said, verse 4, for thus said Yah unto the eunuchs, that keep my Sabbath, divine law, and choose the thing that please me, divine law, and take hold of my covenant, divine law, even unto them. Yah is like, I'm no respecter of person. But then you got members of our nation out there on the street saying other things. Y'all going to judge them. Okay? Even unto them would I give, verse 4, for thus said Yah unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbath and choose the thing that please me and take hold of my covenant, even unto them will I give in mine house and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters. You think you're talking about? Better than of sons and of daughters. This is not about just because we Israel, we got to be Israel operating in divine law. You know, we're the same way as far as our nation was back when these scriptures was being written, we thought that because of our pedigree, it gave us an advantage. And the only advantage that anyone have is obeying divine law. So he says in verse 5, even unto them will I give in mine house and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Also the sons, verse 6, of the stranger that join themselves to Yah, to serve him and to love the name of Yah, to be his servants, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taking hold of my covenant, divine law, even then will I bring into my holy mountain. That's Israel. Yah's going to gather us, but he's going to gather the righteous Gentiles along with us. He said, all those who obey that divine law, I'll gather them. But the issue is you have a lot of people who are walking around here, both Israelite as well as Gentile, who are not walking in divine law, but yet thinking they're walking in righteousness. He tells us in verse 1, keep the law, keep divine law, do justice, do that which is right, and salvation is near to come, and righteousness to be revealed. Okay? Now, verse 8 says, and the Lord Yah, which gathers the outcasts of Israel, saith, yet will I gather, it says others, yet will I gather to him beside those that are gathered unto him. Verse 9. In other words, Yah said, I'm going to gather a whole lot of folks who obey my law, who follow my Sabbath. And you're going to see all nations, all races of people are going to start honoring the Sabbath, remembering it and keeping it holy. That's a sign. Okay? When we did it, what was it, back in 2011, 12, somewhere up in there, that was a sign that Yah has awakened Israel, and we're falling in order with divine law. That was a sign. Okay? Verse 9, all ye beasts of the field come to devour. Yeah, all ye beasts in the forest. His watchmen. Now, when you look at verse 10, it says his watchmen. I'm thinking about watchmen on the wall, but I'm not going to go there for the sake of time. So when you look at watchmen, there are men who were, basically, in a nutshell, keeping the watch. Our nation had people that would, you know, always be, you know, on guard for whatever reason or another. And so when you look at it from this perspective, though, it is talking about those who are in those leadership who are watching over the soul of our nation. When you look at Malachi, Malachi talked about the priests leading the people astray. When you look at Malachi 1, chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, when he said, you rob me, even this whole nation, he was talking to the priests. He was talking to leadership. He was like, okay, the watchmen are blind. Those that should be observing the law, observing the statutes, observing the judgment, those who should be teaching the way of righteousness, he said, are blind. Now, when you look at the word blind, it is what it is, but I'm going to go back even further. It says, through the ideal of film over the eyes. In other words, it's not that people can't see. It's just that they're blind to the things of the kingdom, what Yah is doing as far as the kingdom is concerned. And so he points out concerning our nation that one of the main reasons why we went astray was because of leadership. Yah is doing a wonderful thing with us, you know, as far as the ministry is concerned, but Yah need watchmen. I know I said men's, watchmen. Yah need people who are not blind, who understand that Yah is doing some things as far as the kingdom is concerned, and they need to be able to see for other people. Your eyesight has got to go beyond your own mentality. If all you can see is you, y'all say that's blindness. And that blindness is something that causes destruction or that is destructive to the lives of people. Y'all move that out of the way. Like he does when it comes to every leader. That's why I know this country is in a bad state, because the watchmen are blind. The ones that are, you know, so-called commander in chief, who's supposed to be in the position to make decisions for the best interest of our country, is blind. And because he whichever one it end up being, have no perception, the moral decay of this country is gonna continue to dwindle down. Well, you see that in the church, you see that in business, you see it in every facet where there is moral decay. People are caught up into their own mental disposition, and as a result of it, Yah's kingdom is not being glorified. Y'all not gonna put up with that in these days. Yah's judging the nations. He's judging us as individuals. He's judging us as the watchman. It's a dangerous thing to be in leadership in these last days. Verse 10 says, his watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. When you look at the word ignorant, I always say ignorant is not a bad word until y'all call you that. Then it's a bad deal, you know. See if we can get it here. I like some of the things that's at the bottom, at least toward the bottom. It says perceive, privy to, teach, have understanding. So when you look at the word ignorant, it is the opposite of what these words are giving. A person who is not ignorant has wisdom and understanding, privy to things, knowledge, okay, they learn. Perception, perceive. But he says they're all dumb dogs. Okay? They're all dumb dogs. They cannot bark. My sister, Oprah, I don't know if you remember, Tony, even, bro. You remember she had this big old German Shepherd? Son of a gun, never would bark. And I finally heard him bark one time and I was shocked. I had never in my life seen a dog that didn't bark. And out of all the times she had a dog, I only heard him bark once. And I was like, what kind of dog is this? He was a dumb dog, that's what he was. So Yah says it's concerned to watch me. He said that's the same way. They don't warn the people. They too busy saying clap three times and y'all gonna put a check in the mail. They too busy saying don't worry about it. Your money coming. Life is gonna get better. No, the scripture points out we're living in a day and time where things gonna continue to go down this road of moral decay. And a watchman gets you ready for that. A leader won't compromise with things that is less than divine law, because you're getting prepared for something. Now, with that in mind, where we're headed as far as the ministry is concerned, Yah has placed you here to be a watchman. Don't be a dumb dog. Don't be blind. Don't be in a position where when you should be warning people, you're quiet. When we should be encouraging people, we're silent. Verse 10. His watchmen are blind, they are all ignorant, they are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, laying down, loving the slumber. Y'all say, I ain't got time for lazy folks now. We are in a state of emergency as far as the kingdom is concerned. And Yah is like, the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Plenty of work to be done. Verse 11. Yeah, they are greedy dogs, which can never have enough. It sounds familiar. It's so funny every time I go, and I'm just telling like it is. I don't care. Every time I go visit my pastor church, they're always trying to get something out of somebody. Can I just come down here without feeling out like the bottom just dropped out of my wallet? Just greedy dogs that don't warn the people because they too busy stressing how blessed you are if you just walk by faith according to grace. There's nothing wrong with that if you really walking. Walking is an action word. Very few people are actually walking by faith. That's why the scripture says that the path is wide that lead to destruction. But what leads to life is a narrow path. Through be they go down it. I want to encourage each one of you to go down it. And the only way to go down it is we have to obey divine law, and we have to remove the blinders so that we can see what Yah is doing in the lives of each one of us. Verse 11, yet they are greedy dogs which can never have enough, and they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way. Everybody want to do their own thing. You think I didn't want to take that $30 million? You think I didn't want to take the million that was offered to me recently? You know how well I can live? All the opportunities that could have made me comfortable if I thought about my own way? If I had chose the wide path, life would have been real easy for us. Because all of you would have benefited from it. But we would have been all walking around here like blind watchmen, dumb dogs. No understanding, no revelation of what Yah is doing. No revealing of the things of the kingdom. No unsealing the scriptures. But we've been walking around here saying we got our stuff though. The other night we've been pulling up in the parking lot. You know, I've been in my Bentley, whichever color I wanted to drive for that week. I've been like my brother, you know, from a perspective of I got so many suits and Bentleys in this case that the one I drove this week, you might see it 2 months from now. You know, you just like to dress. There ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm just using that example as far as how my mind was set if we had taken the easy road. $30 million for starters. But because I love divine law and because I want to be pleasing to the Most High and not be a dumb dog, but a watchman that can see and lead the people into the things of the kingdom, I turn that stuff down. Now, you have to hear what I'm about to say. You have to learn how to turn you down. You're in the way too much. And Yah can't bless you because you always in the way. Take that personal. I'm talking to each one of you specifically. Yah can't do nothing with us if we always in the way. That's the Lord, I got to get you out of the way. Anybody who knows me, and you know, y'all been with me, you know, some of you a long time since the church started, they will tell you every year Yah does something. And there are some changes that take place. Well, this one has to be the year where Yah says the physical body must get where I want it. I can't use you as a vessel, and you full of candy, cookies, and donuts. What happens when I take those candy, cookies, and donuts away, and now you used to consuming that, and I start giving you healthy food, and now you're sick all the time because all you used to taking eating candy, cookies, and donuts? So my withdrawals has been healings. So when people say, "Lon, man, you sick?" Yeah, I'm sick. I'm sick because I'm doing the right stuff. And I got to go through this process. I was laying in the bed last night, and I just kept saying to myself, "Lon, you got to go through the process, man. You got to go through this process to get you where y'all want you to be physically. It's not comfortable. It's not feeling good, but you got to go through this process." I'll be eating right. Feeling good, and one wrong turn, it's like I lost all the ground that I gained. So y'all saying, "Hey, blind watchman, blind watchman, when you gonna hear me?" There's a place where I want you physically, and I'm gonna keep doing this to you until you obey. I be trying my best, but sometimes that doggone, sometimes that junk food, them chips just look like they want to be eaten, and I'll be like, "Well, I'm just here to do it for you." Be biting and be like, "I know I'm finna pay for it. I 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 know I'm finna pay for it." And then I start paying for it, and I try to put them down. Y'all be like, "No, this is an all-nighter, buddy." Be the example for the people. Everywhere along. Verse 11 says, "Yeah, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough, and they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, everyone for his gain from his quarter." Be careful when your whole decision making is based upon you. Be careful, whether it's business, whether it's personal, you name it. Be careful when your mindset says, I gotta look out for me. At that very moment, Yah says, "I can't use that vessel." Because the enemy is gonna keep creating environments to make that happen. What did you say in reference? You said, Elder, when Satan came after Christ, what did he find?
Found nothing.
Nothing. You think the enemy is not going to find something in you and stay there? He's going to keep bringing it back around and around again. He said, "Lord, I hate them chips. Let me put a bag of chips in front of every chance I get. I was doing fine on yesterday. And I saw the workings of the enemy." Now, the individual that I'm about to mention, he's not the enemy, but I just saw the workings of the enemy. I was feeling fine. I got a phone call. "What you doing at 11? "Why?" "Oh, it's a surprise." "Okay, what surprise what?" Just be ready at 11. It's a surprise. General contractor comes over at lunch. "I want to take you to eat." I said, "I really don't want you to take me to eat. Y'all dealing with me about my diet, and so I don't want your food or no food. Yeah, I just don't want to go." Now I'm seeing this now, but the watchman turned blind for a minute. So he kept on, "Come on, come on, come on, come on, Pastor, man, come on, come on. We had spent time in the wild for lunch, man. Well, that's true, we hadn't, you know. Okay, I'll go. He takes me to first. Now, as we drive it, I'm like, this has great potential to be a disaster. Because I'm going to go in here and I'm going to eat some right things, but I don't know how right those things are that I'm eating. I don't know what they do behind them closed doors. And since I don't know, I got to be very careful where I'm eating now. So, when I saw the workings of the enemy, he said this. He being innocent, anybody can be a tool. We all can be a tool. Devil can use each one of us. So, he said, well, the reason why I'm taking you to eat, because today your birthday. I said, man, today is not my birthday. He said, yes, it is. Oh, I'm dumb now. I don't know when my own birthday is. He said, yeah, it is, Pastor. He said, I saw people comment on it comment on it this morning. Now I'm confused. I'm like, I said, well, what, somebody done hacked my Facebook page or something like that? I said, what, you got two Facebook friends with me or something? He said, no, just one. He said, but man, everybody was saying happy birthday, happy birthday. Yeah, I just turned the light on. I said, man, that was Mitchell's birthday. You mean we was coming on it? I said, that was Mitchell's birthday. It wasn't mine. Oh, I thought it was yours. I'm already out there now. What can I do? I go sit down and eat. Like I said, I ate all the right things I thought. But y'all said, there's some stuff in there that you ain't supposed to be eating. It looked good. It looked right. It says vegetable. It says this. It says that. But that ain't what I want you eating. I'm still struggling from it right now. That was yesterday. Swole up like a puffer fish and couldn't sleep, was gassy, and just all kinds of stuff going on with me. And I was laying there last night, said, I got to go through this. Y'all was like, no, you didn't have to go through this, but you got to go through this. You're going to get better, but you're going to get better either from following my lead, or you're going to get better because I'm going to drag you. Either you're going to step through the mud with some boots on, I'm going to drag you in there and have you muddy from head to toe, but I'm going to get out of you what I want. Did y'all just hear what I said? Hear that for you. Y'all going to get out of each one of you what he want if he had to drag you through the mud. It can be easy or it can be hard. It's up to you. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of washing my clothes. He says, come ye, verse 12. Come ye, say they, I will fetch wine, and I will fill ourselves with strong drink, and tomorrow shall be as this day, and much more abundant. We're so off track that we keep looking at this thing, thinking it's going to get better. Blind guys are leading people in the ditches. And there's so much blindness out there, and so much influence from these dumb dogs, that when truth come across, they have a hard time accepting it. We got to keep doing it. Now, I'm going to say this and then I'm going to get ready to close if you don't have anything. Y'all is getting ready to finish our project. I don't quite know how yet. Even what he's been doing thus far, being able to keep it going, has been nothing but the grace of Yah. It's just been his grace. You know, it's kind of been those situations whereas you didn't see how things was gonna manifest until you actually, you know, stepped in the water and the water parted. Been a lot of those situations, but. But my confidence is so much in Yah that I'm willing to keep walking it. He's going to finish. He's going to do exactly what he said. And he keeps showing us. even with the thing that this, you know, that the city is in the position of right now. We're in such a pretty position where we can take money from them. We don't have to. When I sit in this meeting this past when was that, Thursday? Yeah, this past Thursday night, so I didn't get a chance to tell y'all about it, you know, because we went out of town. But basically, in a nutshell, we all at GAT. And they got $1 million sitting there that has to be spent by December. And at this point, now there were people in the meeting who were trying to get that money, but none of them qualified. We the only ones sitting there pretty. And y'all is just showing us, I got this, and I can do it, and I have all kinds of resources, but I want to deal with my leadership. Judgment is in the household of y'all. It's not that the resource is not there. They always talk about the cattle on a thousand hills. The resource is there, unlimited resources. But y'all said, but I'm living it with my laborers. There's no money problem. There are laborers' problems. These people are so desperate that they said, we're just looking for a pilot program. A pilot program is them just taking a shot in the dark, so to speak. They have no guarantee of success. They're just so desperate to give this money away and hope that someone will take it, that they saying, man, we being as lenient as possible with this money. We're not asking for a whole lot. They ask us for a whole lot because they want to control it and made us think, you know, they try to make us think that we need them, but they come to the realization, oh, that organization is too smart. It worked on everybody else, but it's not working on them. They are so desperate, they call me Saturday. Send an email Saturday, I didn't respond. That scared them to death. Send a text, I didn't respond. They were like, let's call them. So here I'm down here with my nephew my grandson trying to fish, and they sit up here calling about this stuff. Think about what I just said. Hear what I'm fixing to say. Resources is chasing us right now. We being chased down by resources. I'm not even talking about the grant that I've written. Had a meeting today with two branches of government's office, and all of them are working together to try to help get this done. Resources is not our problem. Dumb dogs is our problem right now. And so y'all says, I'm just going to keep working on you because time is close right now and I can't wait on you. I got to drive you. I got to do you like I'm doing your pastor. I got to drag him through the mud until he stand up on his own 2 feet and do what I told him to do. Y'all's going to keep dragging you. He's going to keep dragging you. You're going to stay frustrated. All these things are going to continue to happen until he get that dumbness out. Now, what did I say? You judge yourself the same way. I said I'd be doing fine. Then all of a sudden I see a bag of chips. And they be calling my name. And this process may happen on and off at different times. Each one of you got a process that you keep repeating. You can't blame it on the chips, Lon. You can't keep saying something wrong with them potato chips. Something's wrong with you. It's your hand going in the bag. Y'all said, I'm going to keep taking you around that mountain. It's going to come a certain stage to where if there's no change, the mountain's going to fall on us. I gotta hear this now. Quit blaming it on the chips, Lon. What do you keep blaming over and over again? Look at that man in the mirror and realize that it's now time to perceive like I've had to perceive. Learn, you got to get disciplined in the areas of your diet because that's what y'all want you to do, and you can't blame it on, you can't blame it on the general contractor who took you out on the wrong day. You knew you weren't supposed to be eating that before you left. I hope y'all hear what I'm saying. Hear as in understand it and start to put action with it. Y'all's not playing with us. Times are too serious and things are too close for us to be pampered and for us to be brought along like we're children. It's just meat now. If y'all going with, you know, I have to speak this as a leader who can see. If you going with me, you better see. I'm attached to no one in this ministry. Not Deanna, not the girls, not any one of you. I can go with you, I can go without you. Y'all put that in me. That's not a lack of love. That's love you enough to say, okay, I'm going to tell you the truth and tell you up front that I love y'all more than I love any one of you. And I will not lead blind leaders. So, the same way I'm being commanded to see, I'm commanding you as your pastor. All of you need to see. Okay? So, take whatever going on with you and deal with it. Because I'm not. I got things to do for the kingdom. And I need leaders with the same mindset. Understand me? Now, I just told you in love, whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, he rebuked. Y'all rebuking me in there in that bedroom and stuff. You think I ain't gonna come down here and do the same thing? I got my whooping. Then let me go out and do some whooping, you know? This is serious in a nutshell. So, you know, as I get ready to close, you look at, as I mentioned, the state of this country, and you can see where we're headed. Well, Yah is setting up the stage for us to be the light of the world. That's what he's doing. Be it. Okay. All right, Elder, you have anything? Okay. All righty. Anybody else? Questions, comments? We good? Okay. Father, we thank you for your word on today. And we just ask you to help us to fall in line with your divine law, to honor you, to honor the Sabbath, to honor all the things as far as the kingdom is concerned. Bless us that we may see, and most importantly, that we may see beyond our own perspective. And we just thank you for, again, loving us enough to reveal to us that your judgment is in the earth. And when you come our way, that you will be looking at the just. We need your help, though, y'all. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen.